glad you're here this morning. Praise God. He is so good and faithful to us. Man, what a beautiful day, right? Amen. It's a beautiful day. It's beautiful to be in Jesus this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Where did Ridge go? Come on here a second, Ridge. Let's give our youth pastor a great hand this morning. Amen. So him and Kayla, his wife Kayla, stand up, Kayla. So I'm just going to pick on Ridge a second this morning. So I love you, man. These guys just put so much into what they do here, and we just love them. I just wanted to take a second this morning to say how much I love you too, and how thankful we are for you. If you know someone that needs to go to youth camp, get them to Ridge. Sponsor a kid. Find somebody. Say, hey, you need to go to our youth camp. You know, we're believing. How many are we believing for?
50.
So 50 kids. We've got one of the best speakers coming in. We've got Josh Terades coming in, right? And Josh is going to be with us for youth camp. And so Josh is, of course, Ashley and Carly's son. He's going to be speaking to our youth camp. It is going to be awesome. Amen. So this guy is a grace preacher, by the way. And I'm a grace preacher. You know what you call two grace preachers when they get together? No, the righteous brothers. So I love you, man. Give him a good hand, right? So that's awesome. Amen. And get involved somewhere. It's great. God is so faithful. So good to see you today. You are so loved this morning. Why don't you stand and turn to Psalm 18, verse 30. Praise the Lord. Psalm 18, verse 30. We're going to look at some Old Testament kind of concepts of God this morning. Then we're going to go over into the New Covenant and look at that. You know, a lot of people study the Old Covenant, and some people even want to go back to doing some of the Jewish things, right? I mean, really, it's the Old Covenant was there to express and bring in the New Covenant. Because the Old Covenant, you couldn't hold up under the Old Covenant. But there's some beautiful pictures of God there that really are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, right? And so you know, it's good to study those things, but don't go back to those things. Don't go back practicing those things, right? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Look what the psalmist said. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who what? Trust him. His way is perfect. Let's hold up our Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. We love to say this out loud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around, give somebody a high five this morning and tell them how good looking they are. Would you do that? Come on, amen. Don't lie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, we get so many pictures of God. We get these pictures of the Lord, and some of them, you know, we look at them and we kind of wonder, wow, you know, what is going on? What is all this about? And so in the Old Testament, we see these, you know, kind of snippets of God and throughout that Old Testament. And one of the things that I love about the scripture is it gives us how God is and how his ways are. And the Bible here said, the psalmist says, he is perfect. Perfect. Without blemish. Without fault. Without failure. He is perfect in what? His ways. He is perfect in his ways. His ways are perfect. So you never have to worry about God not being complete and not being perfect. Now as earthly fathers, Holly kind of expressed this, as earthly fathers, and it's Father's Day, so I'm going to talk about the Father a little bit today, but as earthly fathers, some of ours weren't too perfect. Come on, somebody. some of ours may not have been as good as Holly's dad. Now, Holly's dad was a jewel. I mean, he was awesome. I had my dad for 17 years, and he went on. But, you know, my dad wasn't perfect in all of his ways. But I can tell you that God is perfect in all of his ways. All of his ways are perfect, and all of his ways towards us are perfect as well. And that's why he says, you know, the word of the Lord is proven. It's sure. He is a shield to all those who what? Trust in him or put their faith in him. So if you've had a wrong concept of an earthly father, there's chances are you may have had a wrong concept of a heavenly father. If your earthly father was stingy and mean and cruel and, you know, not really, you know, true to his word, then you may have a concept that your heavenly father is the same way. But that's far, far from it. Amen? Because we have a good, good father. We have a father that's so good and that he's so perfect. Amen? But a wrong belief. And then religion. Listen to me, religion can come along and really mess your concept up of God. Because religion will tell you he's a taskmaster, man. You've got to really, really work in order to get righteous. No, what you got to do is just believe. And when you believe, you are righteous. In fact, the Bible says you are the righteousness of Christ in Christ Jesus. In the moment you believe, your spirit, man, becomes righteous. But religion can mess you up. Ask me how I know. Wow, man, I was raised in such legalism and such bondage, and I always thought God was out to get me, and I wasn't sure of his love towards me. I wasn't sure of my salvation. I wasn't sure because I just had a concept that God was mad all the time, that he was ticked off, and anything I did, he was ticked off at me. I didn't realize that God unconditionally loved me no matter what. It was all on, you know, a basis. If I do good, I get good. If I do bad, I get bad. Right? So that's not the kind of daddy we have. That's not the kind of daddy we serve. Who is God? Who is he? Well, you know, one of the things that we can learn about people is by their names. And I'm going to say a couple names this morning, and maybe you have some different thoughts, but it's going to conjure some thoughts in your mind, no doubt. Let me say this name, John F. Kennedy. So when you think of John F. Kennedy, some of you may have been alive, some of you may not have been alive, but when you think of John F. Kennedy, you think of a president of the United States, right? I always think of his famous speech where he said, ask not. What your country can do for you. But ask. What you can do for your country. Anybody remember that speech? Right? Some of you do. How about Martin Luther King Jr.? Anybody remember Martin Luther King Jr.? Man, you know, you talk about a guy that had the love of God in him and had a peaceful heart, right? I mean, just really trying to bring people together and bring people out of bondage, because there was a lot of people in bondage back in that era. And I remember him marching, and I remember, you know, pastors marching with him arm in arm, and the civil rights and all the good things that came out of that. How about Paul McCartney? Anybody remember Paul McCartney? What does it conjure up to you? You know, music, right? The Beatles, right? She loves you, yeah. You know, all that stuff. You remember all that stuff? How about Billy Graham? Billy Graham, I remember Billy Graham. Probably one of the greatest evangelists of all times. And when I think about Billy Graham, I always think about God's love and God's mercy and the thousands that came to Christ. So there's something about names. Amen? There's just something there in names. How about Elvis Presley? Uh-huh. Don't get all shook up, right? All right? So there's something in names. And out of the Old Testament, there are so many names that God had given to him to try to express who he was. And I just want to share a few of them this morning. So look over to Psalm 23, verse 1, the Psalm of David, the famous psalm. And look what he said. The Lord is my shepherd. Here's David, the king, saying, the Lord is my shepherd. And one of the very beautiful names of God is the Lord Rohi, Jesus, my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. He is my shepherd. And what I love about David is he put that personal. So we can know God this morning as our personal shepherd. He is our shepherd. And David said, he makes me lie down. He leads me. He guides me. He makes me lie down in green pastures, in plenty. He leads me beside the still waters, because sheep couldn't be led to drink out of turbulent waters because their equilibrium would get off. They'd fall into the stream, and because of all the heavy wool, they would drown. So he's saying, he's leading me beside still waters. I want to speak to you this morning. God's got still waters for you. Don't get caught up in the turbulent things going on right now. Don't get caught up in all this stuff in your life, because that is just an attack from the enemy trying to get your focus off of Jesus, come on somebody, and onto all this stuff that's moving and churning and all the things that are going on in your life. God wants you to know he's leading you beside still waters today. And I love this. He says, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Our soul, we're a trichotomy. You guys know this. You've been here long enough. If you're new, maybe you don't know this. I'll share it with you briefly, but I've got sermons on this. We are made in the image of God. We are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Our spirit, man, is what becomes renewed. It is perfect. Our spirit man is perfect. Our soul man contains our mind, will, and emotions, which we are renewing to what we have in our spirit man. We renew what we have in our spirit man by knowing what God's word said and the revelation of God's word. We line up our mind to what now we have in our new being here. But our soul realm is ever, ever renewing to what we have in Jesus Christ. And our body just kind of goes where our soul, mind, will, and emotions, and hopefully spirit led, right? So here he says, he restores my soul. So if you're going through something emotional today, God wants you to know he is the restorer of your soul. He wants to bring healing to your heart. He wants to bring healing to your brokenness. God restores brokenness. God restores broken people. Can I get a testimony on that this morning? Can somebody say, yeah, God restored me. I was broken. I was there, but God restored me. Can anybody say amen to that today? Come on, give him some praise. Amen. Amen and amen. He said, he leads me in paths of righteousness. Now in your spirit, you are righteous. Praise God. For his name's sake, not yours, for his. I'm going to go down through this quickly. I just want to drift through this, because he is our shepherd. And this is all about him being our shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't stop there. You go through it. There's no stopping. You go through it. Amen. God takes you through it. Praise God. In fact, death has been swallowed up in victory in Jesus Christ. Praise God, man. He said, I'm not going to fear no evil, for you are with me. Why? Because God is with me. Even at that point, God is with us. Your rod and your staff, they're comforting me. Speaking of God's word, then he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you guys heard me teach on this before, but I just wanted to share again with this morning. He said, you know, when you'd come into a person's house and they would serve you, they would prepare for you, they had to protect you. It was up to them to protect you from your enemies. If you were received into their house, guess what? We've been received into his house today. He's protecting us from enemies, amen? He's protecting us from all these things going on in the world, because we are now in Christ Jesus. You anoint my head with oil. There was a gnat that would get on the sheep and get up their nose and lay eggs. And it would cause them to, you know, just about go crazy and beat their head against the wall. And so the shepherd every morning would get up and anoint that sheep with oil, because he wanted them to be protected. You see, what the enemy always wants to do is try to get inside your mind. He wants to try to get inside your brain. He wants to tell you you're not going to make it. He wants to tell you everybody's against you. He wants to tell you you're a failure. You know, that is further from the truth, because we know that we are victorious every day in Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Amen and amen. He said, my cup's running over. When you enter a house and you're seated and the guest wants you to stay, they'd keep filling your cup. When they wanted you to leave, they'd stop filling your cup. And David said, my cup's running over. God wants us to dwell and stay in his presence. And because we are his sheep of his pasture, the Bible says this, look at this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me some days of my life. Every once in a while, on Sunday mornings, maybe. No, when? All the days of my life. And I'm going to do what? I'm going to dwell, take root in the house of the Lord forever. God is living in you this morning. The God of this world, the God of this universe, by faith in Jesus Christ, is living in us this morning. Amen? So God is so good as a shepherd. He is Jehovah Raha. He is our shepherd this morning. Thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. Look at Genesis 22, 11 through 4. Genesis 22, 11 through 4, the story of Abraham and Isaac. Isaac being a symbol of Jesus Christ. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He was about ready to sacrifice Isaac on the altar, right? He said, here I am. And he said, do not, look at the next verse. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, you trust God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son. Notice the wording, your only son from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes. I love this. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. Jesus was offered up for us, amen, as that offering, as that burnt offering. Praise God. He took all the wrath and the punishment of God so that you and I may receive all the goodness of God. Praise God. Look at verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. Would you turn to somebody right now and say, stop worrying about the gas prices, the Lord will provide. Come on, turn to somebody right now. Say, the Lord will provide, right? And can you imagine if we were all driving electric vehicles right now, there would be a blackout. I'm just saying. So the Lord is our provider. God is not going to let you go without. Amen. God will see to it. He may have to send a raven to feed you like he did Elijah, but God will see to it. He is not going to let you go without. Don't. That's why the Bible says, man, cast your cares on the Lord. Why? Because he cares for you. He will sustain us in the midst of anything. God is going to sustain us. When you start going through things, just reflect your mind back to who we serve. Remind the devil of who you are serving. Hey, man, I'm serving Jehovah Jireh. Again, personal, my provider. That's who I'm serving. Amen. My provider. He is such a good daddy that he provides for us. Provision is given to us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Look at Ezekiel 15, 25 through 26. Ezekiel, the beautiful names of God. Listen to this. Ezekiel 25 through 26. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. A tree, listen to this. Was cast into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. You're in the right place. Yeah, you're good, brother. Exodus 15, 25, 26. Thank you, man. Cast the water. The cross is where healing took place, where our provision was provided for us for our healing. Amen? It's where Jesus died. The Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. And here's Moses. This is a beautiful picture of Moses. And look at the next verse. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of your God and do what is right in his sight, give ears to his commandments and keep all of his commandments. How many know Jesus already did that for us? Come on, he already did that for us. He said, I will what? I will do what? I will put what? None of these what? Diseases on which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord God who does what? Who heals you. Jehovah Rapha. I am your healer this morning. So if you're here and you're listening to my voice and your body is feeling, you know, like it's being attacked, I want to declare to you this morning that Jesus is your healer and that by his stripes we are healed. Amen. And Peter says we were healed. So we look back to the cross and we thank the Lord that he is Jehovah Rapha this morning. Would you just turn to somebody else and say, no more COVID? Can somebody say amen to that? Or monkeypox, or dogpox, or whatever pox, right? Amen. He is Jehovah Rapha. Let me give you a few more this morning. Look it over at Exodus 17, 11 through 12. Exodus 17, 11 through 12. And this is so good, man. Thank you, Lord. And so it was when Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. There's something about the power of praise, by the way. Praising God will just turn things around in such an instant in our life if we'll realize the power of praise. He is so good and so worthy, amen? That's why David said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. So Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side, one on the other, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, amen? And his hands were steady to the going down of the sun. He is just so good, amen? Hallelujah. Go down to the next verse, if you would. Praise the Lord. Can you get 13 up there, brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, man. So they studied it. They gave praise. He was giving praise to the Lord. He was lifting up the Lord. And in these scriptures, he said his name is Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my victory. The Lord is our victory. So Joshua defeated Amalekites, his people, with the edge of the sword. Amen. And the Lord said, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua that I will already blow out the remembrance Amalek from under heaven. And I love this. And Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. How many know that Jesus is our victory this morning? Amen. He is our victory. Praise God. We speak it out of our mouth. We put these things forth by speaking them out of our mouth. Look at Leviticus. Let me give you a couple more. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 through 8. Leviticus 20, 7 through 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore. Be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And listen to what he says. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Jehovah M. Kadesh. God is our sanctifier. Our spirit man is perfected in Jesus Christ. God is our sanctifier. It's not about you getting holy. It's about he already made you holy. You've been holy, made righteous in Jesus Christ the moment you believed. Amen? Look over in Judges chapter 6 and verse 24. Judges 6, 24. I love this. So Gideon built an altar. Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. The Lord is shalom. Jehovah shalom. God is my peace. All of these were portraying the name of God. He is our completeness, our peace this morning. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Let me give you one more this morning. Ezekiel 48, 35, and I love this. I love this one. All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be called the Lord is there. Everybody say the Lord is there. Come on, say it out loud. The Lord is there. Where is the Lord? The Lord is right where you are. The Lord is in the midst of your problems. The Lord is in the midst of your trouble. Many times we don't recognize God being in our midst because we're going through it. We're focusing more on the mess instead of the bless. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning, church. Amen. We get so distracted looking at all this stuff and figuring, well, this guy's against me or that person's against me or this isn't going right or that's not going right. And we get so in a confused state because we're focusing on the wrong thing. Look at Matthew 14, 24. Let me give you a quick example here. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Disciples were out, pushed out in the sea. It became a storm. The wind was contrary. And It was the fourth watch of the night. Jesus is always good at showing up when it's the darkest of the night. When it seems like, man, there's just no way, he steps in. And part of that is because we let go of it at that point and finally realize, hey, I can't hold on to this. I can't make this work. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. I can't make this work out. I can't control this situation. Do I have any control freaks in here? Come on. Come on. Be honest with me. All right. Anybody a control freak out here? There's just three of us. I can't believe that. There's got to be more. Amen. I don't know about you. I like being in control. I like driving my car. I like flying the plane. I like being in control, right? And man, when it's out of control, it's not a good thing. But I've had to learn that when it comes to Jesus, I've got to let go. I've got to give it to him. I've got to recognize he's much more able than I am. Oh, come on, yes, amen. He is so good and so perfect at working things out that I could worry and fret and try to get it worked out. And I want to tell you, God is ultimately so good at working out your life. He is so good at working on your children. He is so good at working on your grandkids. He is so perfect in all of his ways. And when we step in it, sometimes we can make a mess. But when we step back and give it to God, some of you right there, some of you feeling like the pressures of this world are caving in on you, and you feel like, man, it's the fourth watch. But you know what comes after the fourth watch? Morning. Brightest man, beautiful man, just awesome. Fourth watch, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him, been with him, walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. They did not recognize Jesus because they were so caught up in the storms of life. Man, don't be there. Don't live there. You know what? The pressures of this world can sometimes easily get us there in a moment, but we've got to immediately go back and start focusing on Jesus, right? And when the disciples saw him, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. They didn't even recognize Jesus, and they had been with him. They broke bread with him. They were there together all the time. But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, what? Be of good cheer. Turn to somebody and say, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. It is I. So all the Old Testament names can be summed up in what Jesus really came to do. Jesus came to reveal to us the Father. He came to show us the good daddy that God is. Look at John 17:6. I'm just going to drop on over there, if you would, Aaron. John 17:6. I want you to look at this verse. He said, I have manifested, this is what he's praying and telling his daddy. He said, I have manifested your name. I have revealed your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Wow. The whole purpose, one of the main reasons Jesus came was to reveal his Father's heart, right? He wanted us to know who God was and the character of God. Look at Romans 8:15. I love this scripture. Amen. For you did not receive, we've been talking about this, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage. What's the spirit of bondage? Again, to fear. The spirit of bondage is going back and living under the law. Living under the law creates fear and uncertainty. You have no clue if God really accepted your sacrifice or didn't accept your sacrifice. You hope so, but you're not sure of. But there was a sacrifice that was given that has completely been accepted by God. For you did not receive the spirit of fear, but you received the spirit of what? Adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Daddy. Daddy. Man, when my girls were little, and they still do this on occasion, when they were little, they would call me Dad, but when they wanted something, they'd call me Dad D. And it's still kind of occasion like that, right? But there's nothing sweeter to a father than to hear his child say, Daddy. If you go to Israel today, you'll hear the little children crying, Abba, 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 Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. That is the most intimate, close name that a father can be called. And the Bible says we have been given the right now, the authority, John 1:12, to be sons and daughters of God. You and I have the privilege of calling him Daddy. Amen? Amen? So don't be afraid this morning to crawl up in his lap and call him Daddy, right? Look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus said this. He said, ask and it will be given to you. Everybody say ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find what? Knock and it will be opened to you. Wow. Man, this is awesome. Look at the next verse. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. That's the kind of God we have. God desires to bless us. Amen. That's his desire. And then he gives this example. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Well, certainly not, right? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? No, I don't like spiders and snakes, right? So if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give you good things to those who ask him? Man, God wants to just lavishly bless us with all good things. He is such a good, good God. Amen? Hallelujah. He is good. Romans 8:32. He is so good this morning, and his name is magnified. Because of this, he did not spare his own son. This is how good God is. He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us what? All things. Man, God says, I just want to give it to you. I just want to bless you with it. Amen. I love giving to my girls. I love blessing them as they were growing up. I still love blessing them. Amen. It's just a blessing to be a blessing. How many know that? And God says, I want to freely give you all things. All things. Why? Because we're his kids, man. He is that good, good father. Look at 1 John 3:1. We're going to close with this this morning. 1 John 3:1. I love this. Behold, what manner of love his father, the father, has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. What manner of love? You know where so many people miss it? Is they don't understand, they don't perceive God's love towards them. And without receiving God's love towards them, they don't trust God fully with their heart. But if you can get a revelation of God's unconditional love for you, then you can receive all good things from him because you know he is such a good, good God, amen, and has forgiven you so much. Praise God. And when you walk in that, you know that God's love is just so almost tangible as you walk in his love for you. And you just see so many good things happening. Listen, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. So if you're having fear operating in your life right now, you need to re-examine your love walk and your understanding and revelation of God's love. Perfect love casts out fear. His love will cast out any fear in your life. Let's stand this morning. Can we give God some praise today? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is good. Amen. He is good. This morning, before you go today, we're going to do something a little different this morning. This morning, before you go, every head bowed, every eye closed, just a second. Praise the Lord. Before you go today, if you've got something in your life that you say, well, Pastor, this is causing me anxiety, it's causing me fear. Now, listen, there's no judgment here. We're in a no-judgment zone, right? Discovery Church is a grace place. But if you're going through some things in your life right now, maybe it's just you just feel uneasy in your spirit. I want you to raise your hand if that's you. Would you do that? Raise your hand. God bless you. Anybody else? Raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand. You're just going through some things right now. You'd say, I'm going through some things. Raise it up high so I can see it. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else this morning? God bless you. God bless you. Man, you guys are so loved this morning. Would you guys come down here this morning? Just raise your hand. Just step out and come down just a second. We're not going to keep you long. Would you do that? Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Yeah, come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Maybe you're here this morning and you need healing. And you say, you know what? I've been believing for my healing. I'm standing in the gap. But I need somebody to agree with me for healing. Would you come this morning? Amen. Crystal, would you come up? This is our agreement team. If you guys would come up this morning, Holly, you can help out here. Crystal, would you come up here and stand in front of these and go pray for them? If you're just, you know, you've been kind of, maybe you've just been going through it. Maybe there's been some things with some relationships that have not just been solid like you'd like for them to be, and you've just been going through it, and it may be with a family, it may be with a friend, but I just feel this in my spirit this morning. You know, God wants to heal some relationships, amen? So if that's you this morning, I want you to come down and let's agree. Go ahead and start praying, if you would, Crystal. Ask what's going on. Coach me and ask what's going on. Start praying for these here, if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just are doing that. Now, the rest of you, would you stretch forth your hands right now? And we're going to just pray for these precious people today. And we're going to agree with them. Amen. That God is just good. And he's going to do what he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise. Okay, I know you're going to sing this one, babe. But could you pray for her? Amen. Hallelujah. You're a good Father. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch forth your hands a little bit more. Pray for these up here this morning. Amen. God is good. He's faithful. Amen. He doesn't leave you. He doesn't forsake you. Thank you, God. He is right there with you today. Hallelujah. God, you are perfect in all your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, come on. Let's give him some praise this morning. Amen. You are loved. Amen. You are loved. Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. All of your ways. You're perfect, Lord.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Sing it again.
You are perfect in all of your ways.
Can you just raise your hand with Pastor this morning. Let's make some confessions before we go. Come on. Say, thank you, Lord. You're a good, good Father. I receive everything you have for me. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your healing. Thank you that you're so good to me today. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the goodness of God, the goodness of the Holy Ghost in my life. He is so good to me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today, Lord. Thank you for each one here this morning. We call them blessed and favored throughout this week. That you just go with them, Lord, and we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Give me some praise.